Marguerite, could you tell me about your father's parents, your grandparents?
Well, I don't know an awful lot about his grandparents. I know about my mother's.
Okay.
Which, as I remember them, they were real old people at that time.
Mm-hmm.
My grandfather had a beard like you wear now. And I know when I used to go to visit him, they always gave me cookies.
This is your father's parents?
No, this is my mother's parents. My father's parents I never knew. I knew an uncle of his in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a little girl, we visited there. But I never knew his parents at all.
Did he ever talk about his parents? What they did or where they lived?
Not, they came from Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
But no, he never talked much about them. I never knew much about his parents. My father had a mill. And he bought grain and ground it and sold it, and chicken feed, and all kinds of things like that, you know. And my mother was a dressmaker.
Okay. What about your... Okay.
He just sold the people around. Mm-hmm. So, what about what?
What about her parents? Where did they live?
They lived in the same little town I did, but they came from... I think it was Ohio, originally.
Mm-hmm.
And they were German. And I think English on one side of the house, but German, my mother was German and English.
Mm-hmm.
My father was Scotch and Irish, and he was Scotch when it came to money. I never remember him except as an older man, because as a baby, I think he was around 50.
Mm-hmm.
I remember him with white hair. My mother was gray early, and I remember her with white hair. And I never remember them looking young at all. They were all older people.
Mm-hmm.
And I had two half-brothers. That they were gone, married by the time I came along.
Mm-hmm.
And they were children of my father's first wife.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother raised them. She was what they called an old maid at that time, married at 27, and raised his two boys.
Mm-hmm.
So they were the only mother they remembered, too.
Mm-hmm.
So as it was, I was brought up mostly as an only child, because they were gone.
Where did you live?
We lived in Farmer City, Illinois, mm-hmm. Central Illinois, a little town about... I think they tried to claim 2,000, but I don't... now they claim... 1600, I think. But it was just a little town where everybody knew everybody else. And they had one high school, one grade school. In fact, when I first went to school, it was all in one school building. And then later, they took in the township and they built a township high school. And then they had a grade school. But I guess they just still had the two schools.
Mm-hmm. What did your grandfather do in that town?
He was a retired farmer. He lived on the farm. As I first remember, they lived on a farm. And later my uncle, when they moved into town, took over the farm. They rented it. And Uncle Charlie and Aunt Lily.
Mm.
And they had it for years. Mm. Same farm.
What did they raise on the farm?
Well, I think they raised corn mostly. And they always had lots of berries and... I don't think they raised small grain. I think it was mostly corn.
Did you ever go out there?
Oh, yes. I rode my bicycle out there once. It was 8 miles out in the country. And another time I had a pony, and I rode my pony out.
Mm-hmm.
But, I used to go out there. I remember, when I was just a little thing, went out there for Thanksgiving, and we went on a train part way, and then they met us. At the station, it had snowed,
mm-hmm.
and they had sleigh with jingle bells on it. And it was sort of hilly around there.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember going out to their house over the hills, with those bells ringing, you know, behind the horses. I thought that was wonderful.
Like
I was about 4 years old then. That's one of my early memories. So what now?
Did your mother ever talk about her childhood or growing up on the farm?
Yes, she never had any more than eighth grade, or eighth reader, they called it then, just grade school education. But she learned to sew quite young, and she used to go around to different places and sew for people. In those days, they went and stayed, you know. And I remember once telling about going down into Kansas to some relatives down there and sewing for a year or so. Mm-hmm. And she just would go from one place to the other and make their clothes. And as I grew up, she sewed for that little town that she had her regular customers. And in the spring, they'd put their order in for the fall to save time from the foot make things. In those days, you couldn't buy things ready made. Mm-hmm. That was a long time before I had a store-bought dress. Because she always made all my clothes.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any special memories of spending time with your grandparents?
Not too much, no. No, they were... By the time they moved to town, I was in high school. Mm-hmm. And didn't seem to have too much time for visiting like that. Mm-hmm. I used to go out and spend time with my uncle and aunt out in the country because they had a daughter that was just a year older than I. And I was always a week or two out there in the summer as part of my vacation. Mm-hmm. We'd ride horses. There's a creek went through the place. We used to put old clothes on and go down and wade in the creek. Can't swim. Never could.
Now, did your father grow up in the same town that your mother did?
No. He came from Ohio. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how they did meet. I don't know that I've thought about it.
Mm-hmm. What was your mother's name?
Her name was Ellis. Dora Ann Ellis.
And your father?
That was George Washington O'Neill. G.W. O'Neill. So my name is Marguerite, and when I started school, I was Peggy. Mm. Peggy O'Neill. Until I had a Peggy of my own.
Do you know when your parents were married?
No, I don't. Their anniversary was the 7th of February, but I don't know what year they were married. It must have been in the early 90s. Wait a minute. It must have been in the late 80s, because judging from my age, and I think my mother was 39 when I came along. Mm-hmm. So that would, my father was born in, must have been 1861. And my mother was 10 years younger. And she was 27 when she was married. She was an old maid then, those days. So I just judged from that it would be the late 80s.
Now, did they always live in Farmer's Town? Is that
Farmer City.
Farmer City.
No, when I was a baby, they lived in Downs, Illinois, which was about 18 miles from Farmer City. Mm-hmm. And then he bought this mill. I don't know what he did do before then. He bought this mill in Farmer City, and we moved there. And I remember moving to the house, going with them to look at it. I was about 3 years old, and I remember that.
What was the house like?
Oh, it was one of these story and a half houses. Two bedrooms, and the bath upstairs, and bedroom downstairs, and a parlor, and the dining room and the kitchen, and a full basement, one of those kinds. Mm-hmm. And then when I was 8 years old, they built that house that you saw the picture out there. They built that. He made the concrete blocks himself. He had a machine. Mm-hmm. And I remember when that was built.
Will you describe that house for me on the tape?
Well, it was a concrete block house, two-story, and then it had an attic. It had a slate roof, and it used to get awful warm up there in the summertime. That's where I used to go to cut out paper dolls. And had four bedrooms and a bath upstairs. And the first floor had a reception hall and what was called the parlor and the dining room and the kitchen. And then it had a full basement with four rooms down there. The room where he kept where the furnace was, and the coal was put there, and the cobs were put in the other room, and then we had one room that they kept the canned fruit in. It was cooler, and milk and things like that. It was quite a nice house. It's still a very substantial home there. And it's a good many years old now. So what else do you want to know?
Lots of things.
Yeah, but from the time I was 8 years old, that's where I lived and where I went to school and to high school. Just grew up as a normal child, just doing things that normal children do. I was fortunate enough to, I had a used bicycle. I wanted a new one, but my dad made me, I got a 25 cents a week allowance, and I had this used bicycle I wanted. Didn't have any coaster brakes on. He finally let me buy, and the man knew him, and I think I bought it for, I don't know what, that dollar down, and 25 cents a week, had to give my allowance for it till it was paid for, and I think it cost about $7, something like that. And then I had a pony that belonged to one of my brothers that they lived in Danville, and it got kind of expensive to keep a pony there. And my dad had this mill where he had all kinds of grain, you know. So they brought it over there, and I had that, two or three years. Mm-hmm. I had a pony cart. I used to ride it. Yeah, I don't know, I just, high school, I just did the things normal children do, the parties. And worried about grades. Was insane in the glee club. I was never an exceptional student. I always had to work pretty hard for what I got. But like my daughter said, I was the youngest one in the class. So I always passed. Some of them, I was sometimes wondered if I was going to. Like, I didn't like mathematics very well, but I liked English and things like that.
I'd like to go back to when you were born and ask you about that. You said your parents were older.
Mm-hmm.
When you were born.
Mm-hmm. My mother was 39. Mm-hmm. When they got me. And my dad is 10 years older. So it isn't any wonder that I remember them as old people. Because in those days, 40 was old. I used to think that if I could live till my girls were on their own, so they wouldn't have to have a cruel stepmother. But that was it. I was ready to go. I don't think that anymore.
Will you tell me about the circumstances around your birth?
I don't know.
How your parents happened to...
I was adopted out of a baby home.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't know anything about it. I know the baby was left on the doorstep of the home. And it was taken in, and they never did know who left it. So that's all I know about it. They never made any effort to find out. I know my mother was always afraid that somebody might kidnap me.
Mm.
She was always so, never wanting me to talk to strangers. And if anybody came to the door, I remember one time it was, people came with a show. They wanted to, it's in the old opera house, a play, and they wanted... a child in the there, and they came and wanted me to do it. My mother wouldn't let me. She was afraid that they might leave town with me or something.
Mm.
She was always afraid that something might happen. Of course, at that time, I didn't know why.
Mm.
But now I do.
I'm gonna ask a question. It seems like they were fairly old when they adopted you.
That, yes.
I mean, for that time particularly.
She was 39. And he was 10 years older.
I'm wondering if they, you know, had talked about it for a number of years. Or
well, it seems that she lost the baby a few years before that and couldn't have any more. And she wanted a baby, and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether he was so crazy about it or not, but she did. And I was raised with, well, old ideas, I guess, because they were older.
Mm-hmm. What was it like for you being adopted?
Well, when I found out about it, children can be very cruel. I was made to think I wasn't quite as good as other people because I was adopted. And that was one reason I never told my girls until I found out. I didn't want them to have to go through a very self-conscious, and just, I felt like I just didn't belong for a number of years. I had to fight that all my life, and I didn't want them to have to go through it, so I never told them until they were grown.
How did you find out?
Oh, some little kid in school told me. Taunting me, huh? Man, ha ha ha. You know, how they kids do. You can't do that, you're just adopted. And that cut. Because I hadn't been told. I think if anybody's adopted, those children should be told as they're growing up. So they don't have that to go through with.
What kinds of things do you remember doing with your mother when you were little?
Not too much. She was always sewing, always busy. On Sunday afternoon, she'd read to me. She had long hair, and she let me comb it. I remember that. I used to like comb her hair. I don't know how she ever had the patience. I'd braid it, and I'd put it up, and I'd do things. This is when I was about 5 years old, 6 years old. But as for doing other things, she never had time. She was always busy. It seemed like if she kept me well fed and clothed and thought I didn't get into mischief, that was it. She just didn't spend time especially with me.
Yeah. What about your father? Were there special things you did with him?
Mm-mm. No, he was always busy. I don't ever remember anything like that.
You said your brothers were older and had left home by then.
And had families of their own.
How old were they?
Well, the youngest one, as I remember when I was a child, had just gotten married. I imagine that they were at least 20 years older. They were out of school, out of high school. I don't think they ever went to college, but they were on their own. Had been for a number of years. I used to go visit one of them. Lived in Danville once in a while when I was a child, but I don't remember too much about them.
You were never very close to them?
Mm-mm. Not too close.
What was discipline like in your household?
Well, I was never allowed to talk back about anything. I remember my father spanked me once. And I never will forget that. Something he told me to do, which I don't remember, but I told him I wouldn't do it. And I never told him that again. I really got spanked. My mother used to spank me all the time and never did any good. No, as a tiny child, I ran away all the time. No matter which way, direction I started, I was on the run. And she years later owned up that she wished she never had spanked me because I never did a bit of good. But her spankings weren't very hard.
What would make you leave home?
Well, I don't know. Just a child, just get out and go. Even as a toddler. I just would get out. I just head for one direction and take off. But I know when I got old enough that I started to go out with the boys, I had to be at a certain time. And there's no ifs or ands about it. And they were, especially my dad, was somebody he didn't approve of. I didn't go, no matter what I thought of him.
What about decisions? How were decisions made?
Well, if I wanted to do something, I asked my mother, so go ask your father. And you say, what did your mother say? Well, she said I could if you said so. Then maybe he'd say yes, maybe he'd say no, just as he felt like it. But he usually said no before he thought. And then maybe I'd beg, and then maybe he'd say yes. But she would think mostly what he would say. He'd always say, go ask your dad, your father. No, I wasn't allowed to call him dad. His father or papa. No, to him, dad or daddy was very disrespectful. You just didn't call him that.
Was your mother involved in activities outside of her work?
Not until after my father died and I was gone. And she got older, she got interested in the Rebecca Lodge, and she went through all the chairs. I have her little gavel pin that she had, and she did, got through there by, she started with the Eastern Star. My dad was a Mason. One of my brothers was a 32nd degree Mason. And she started in with that and started to go through the chairs. And I guess when she died, she was chaplain or something. But I never remember taking part in anything while I was home. Mm-hmm. And a lot of memory work in that. And that was always hard for her to memorize anything. It's pretty unbelievable of me now to think of all she did do. See, I was only 19, I guess, when I was married. And I left home, went up to North Dakota with my husband's folks. Mm-hmm. They had a ranch up there, or a farm they called it. A square, an acre, I mean a section of land. And it was after my dad died then, when she was alone, she started in with these. Mm-hmm. She didn't sew too much in the last years. But I guess that was her life then, but I was never home or near when she did all that. Mm-hmm. And of course, there were people that went to church every Sunday. When I was a child, the picture shows in that little town, they weren't open on Sunday. And I went to Sunday school, went to church in the morning. And if there was a meeting in the afternoon, I went to that. And I went to Epworth League and went to church at night. I sang in the choir. I taught a little boy Sunday school class when I was in high school. And you had to be sick or something if you didn't go to church. I mean to say, you had to have a good excuse not going to church.
What church was that?
Methodist. So that's, I was brought up a Methodist.
What about your father? Was he involved in outside activities?
No. Mm-mm. No, I don't ever remember him doing anything but working. Of course, when he got older, he didn't do anything, and after he quit work, he just around the house. But then by that time, I was married and gone.
Mm-hmm. What about politics? Did they ever talk about politics? Or?
He did. He was Republican. So was my husband's folks. But he was, I remember he used to get very upset about the little countries over in Europe going to war. They're just killing each other off. So he thought that was all right, let them kill them all. But, see, he died in must have been about the late 20s sometime. I'm just trying to think. Yeah. So he was even before the First World War. He was alive then. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever remember hearing he or your mother talk about suffrage?
No. They weren't interested in things like that. That was something I don't suppose they ever thought about.
What kinds of responsibilities did you have around the house when you were young?
Oh, I had to keep my room clean. I had to clean. Every Saturday I had to help clean. I started in upstairs, and of course you didn't have any vacuum cleaners in those days. You swept and dusted. And I used to have to help weed the garden. We had a little garden, not too big a one. But I had to, as I got older then, why, I usually had to clean the house by myself. She was busy. And we started to prep all the rooms upstairs and downstairs, and once in a while, tear down to the basement. Mm-hmm. I know that I didn't learn to sew. She was a good seamstress, but I didn't like to sew. And she would say, you do this, you clean this, you do that, you get dinner, I'll do that. Mm-hmm. And she could do it so much faster and better than I could. I was perfectly content to do that. years later, I wish I'd learned more about it.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of things did your father do around the house?
He washed dishes, I remember. Until he got to the greasy pan, then he turned it over to me to finish up. But then he used to take care of the furnace and take the ashes out and things like that. But other than that, I don't ever remember him. I guess he mowed the yard. We didn't have much yard. But he did that, but he didn't do much else around the house. He would wash the dishes, but I just soon wash them as to come in when the pans are all greasy and start in on. He didn't do any cooking.
What kinds of things did you do in your spare time growing up? What kinds of games did you play when you were young?
Oh, just like I always do. I had a friend, she lives in Arizona now. In fact, I can't remember when I didn't know her. We played together from the time we were little things. Oh, we had the biggest stable of stick horses you ever saw. We used to ride that. Every so often there'd be a Wild West show come to town. One of these kind, and they'd have the covered wagon and have the Indians attacked, and then the good guys would come in just in the nick of time, and we'd always rehearse, we'd always play those shows over and over after we'd been to one of those. And she used to read to me a lot. She was a year and a half older than I was. Before I learned to read, I'd go down. She'd read to me. She'd come to words she didn't know. She said, "I don't know what that means." And she'd go on. Didn't make any difference to me what it meant. And she'd read to me to the hour. Mm-hmm. And we still correspond. Before, when my husband was alive and her husband was alive, they'd come to California. And we lived in Santa Ana, where our place was headquarters for them whenever they came. And, like I say, I can't remember when I didn't know her. And I don't know, we played hide-and-go-seek and just whatever kids play when they get together.
Did you play a lot outdoors?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I used to like to cut out paper dolls. And a whole family of those.
Where